Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Where Did the Money Go? That's just one of her many books, including The Bare Bones Biz Plan and others. She's a real small business owner just like you and me, and she helps you, people just like you and me, in her consulting business. Ellen, thanks again for being here. And also, so many other things that you do. You got a column, you got, don't you have a... You have a YouTube channel, or what else? You got a TV, a radio show? What do you got?
Well, I do it all, and the best place to get a hold of me is ellenrohr.com, and my intention is to make...
R-O-H-R.
Ellenrohr.com, ellenrohr.com, and everything I do is to help make things uncomplicated, business uncomplicated. The simpler you make your business, the further you can take it. And so I spend all day, every day, figuring out how I can get more by doing less.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about shutting up, folks. We're talking about listening.
Right, so if you would
we're
talk
better job
less,
of listening. So
if
give
you
us...
would talk less, you'd get more sales.
Yeah, but not now, not on the radio. So go ahead.
Not on the radio. All right.
Go ahead and tell us some of the tips on some of the benefits of all this that you were going to give us last time.
But you know what? Even now, if we were to be silent, it would get someone's attention, right? Because on the radio, it's kind of nonstop. So silence is always attention-getting, which is delicious. But let's talk about how to make a sale. First off, to have a sales process, to go through sales training, to study great salespeople like you, Jim. And, Jim, you learned to be a great salesperson at Xerox once upon a time. They had great sales training.
That's right. Sears and Xerox and the Army. Those three organizations taught me how to sell, believe it or not.
I totally believe it because there's a system, a procedure for sales. And basically, it goes something like this. Now, you know, there's a billion different sales trainers out there. Go find one who doesn't insult your soul, you know, whose words resonate with you. But basically, inside of every sales process, there's going to be some kind of like meet and greet, you know, hi, how are you? Get to know each other a moment or two. And then you're going to ask good questions, shut up and listen. And that's what your article was about once upon a time, right? It's as old as the hills. The sales profession is the world's oldest profession. So you're going to ask good questions and shut up and listen. And it's a great idea to write it down, what they say, write down. We can't remember stuff. And then it also proves you're listening, right? And then after you do that kind of a needs analysis, you're going to present appropriate options and ask for the sale. So, you know, Mrs. Fernwicky, you said that this drain has never worked very well. Well, let's send the camera down there. We'll see what we got. This is what we do in drain cleaning. You know, we'll see what we got. And that service is, you know, $5,075 or whatever it is. And then you're going to shut up. Shut up. You're going to shut up and you're going to bite the inside of your lip.
Because you don't like the silence.
No, and until Mrs. Fernwicky says something, because she's either going to say yes or no or something you can work with, communicate with, but until she says something, there's nothing more to say.
In the world of hardcore selling, we used to say, he who speaks first loses.
Yeah, and you just don't know what she's thinking, so give her a minute. Like, she may be thinking, I could put this on my American Express card, or maybe I should talk to my husband, or wow, I thought it was going to be $55, or we don't know until she speaks. And when she speaks, she may well just say, okay, let's go for it. Mm-hmm. And if she does, then
right
another piece of my system is I always, 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 after I ask for the sale, say the same thing so that I don't talk them right out of it, right? Just tell them, congratulations, you've made a great decision. Here's what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start making good on the promise that you made earlier.
And the other thing is, once you ask them that question that gets you that potentially gets you the answer you're looking for, remember this. It's not your turn to speak.
Oh,
you would be rude.
Polite.
Don't be rude. You would be rude if you spoke. So be remind your mother after you say here's the price. Will you do it? Will you take it? Can I write this up for you? Whatever you want. However you want to use the closing language. It's not your turn. You would be rude to speak. So shut up.
Would you like me to get started? You practice these things too, and that's what sales training is all about. Mm-hmm. So once I was on a ride along with one of our salespeople for the drain company, and he was visiting with the superintendent of a large company, and they were discussing a preventative maintenance agreement. Great idea. We keep the drains clean on a regular basis so you don't ever have a stoppage, which everyone hates. As he got to the point where he asked for the sale, he turned the piece of paper around, he gave the pen to the super, and he never stopped talking.
Oh, boy.
So we didn't get the sale. The guy finally just said, okay, I'll look at it. We walk out the door. And what's cool about going on a ride-along is you get a chance to observe someone's behavior and give them some help, right? And as we broke it down, I said, then you said this, and then you never shut up. And he got it. Like, he got it so good.
Right. Ding, ding, ding.
All you have to do sometimes to help someone get good at sales is hold the mirror up for them. And 90% of the time when I go on a ride-along, and this has been over 100 ride-alongs, the problem with the salesperson is they never shut up. Mm-hmm. You will find this.
Oh, yeah. And folks, you need to teach your people how to hold that mirror up to themselves when you're not there. It's called
self-improvement. I've got another good story when we come back.
When we come back, we'll let you do that. And we got more stuff to talk about with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Blowing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.